As any, then, I believe that's our ring.
I know his lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot him down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
No? Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, no trace of Elizabeth and Little Pearl has been found yet, and Abner's enforced bachelorhood is beginning to get the better of him. Anxiously, he awaits each day's mail deliveries, but always he's doomed to disappointment. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store and library trying to console and to advise his unhappy business partner.
Well, now, pull yourself together, Abner. If a letter comes for you, Dick Hudson will see that it gets over here to you.
Well, yeah, but I ought to have got a letter long before this one. Either from Elizabeth or that brother-in-law of mine, Lum. Don't forget, I wrote to him and asked him if Elizabeth was staying at his place down there in Texas.
Yeah, I know you did. You told me that 1,000 or 100 times.
Well, why don't he answer me?
But give him time. Give him time. You'll get a hearing from him. Don't worry.
Doggy, Mom, I just can't sit around this way waiting. I got to get out here and hunt for Elizabeth. Find out where she's at.
Well, we're doing all we can to find her, Abner. Mm-hmm. Just try to take it easy for a while.
Oh, I can't worry to death.
Things are going to come out all right. You just wait and see.
I hope so.
Just recollect that every cloud has a silver filling. That's old Edward Zinn. Every cloud has a silver filling.
Yeah, wait a minute. Here comes Mouthy up out there. Reckon he's got a letter for me?
No, he might have.
Wait a minute. Look there, Lum. He's got a piece of paper of some kind in his hand. That's it. Just your short word. That's my letter right now.
Don't get your hopes up too high. That might just be a report.
Report?
Yeah, he's been out doing some detective work, trying to find some clues where Liz Meth might have went to.
Oh.
I told him not to make out none of them idiotic reports of his, but he'd more likely do it anyway. He always does.
Yeah, well, I believe that's a letter he's got this time, old I'm sure. Well, howdy, Mouthy.
Yeah, howdy, Mouthy. Come on in.
Hello, Lum. Abner.
What have you got there, Mouthy?
Is it a letter for me, Mouthy?
No, sir. This is an official report.
Uh-oh. I'm scared of that.
Dad, blame it anyway. Whereabouts is that letter for me? That's what I want to know.
Well, don't worry, Abner. You'll get one sooner or later.
Official report of Lou Ellen Snavely Gray, alias the master...
Now, wait a minute, Mouthy. I ain't got time to listen to all that prittle-prattle you always write down in them reports of yours.
Well, I made this one very brief, Lum, like you told me to do.
Well, it's still too long. All I want you to tell me is whether you found any clues about Elizabeth's disappearance.
Well, I'd much rather give it to you in the official form, Lum, than you get the true picture of the whole
thing. I don't want to hear it that way. Just tell me. Answer my question.
Well, Lum, I'm sorry, but I'll have to make it in the form of a report.
Well, go ahead and give me the true picture then.
I always do everything right. That's what I always say.
Hurry up and make it short.
Yes, sir. Official report of Llewellyn Snavely Gray, alias the Masked Muskrat.
The Masked Muskrat?
Yes, sir, that's the new name I've adopted. It's my professional name, Lum.
Yeah.
Yes,
well,
sir.
Well, hurry up. Hold on.
Yes, sir. Alias the Masked Muskrat. Operator 13K58.
Just a minute now. See, the other day you was operating her number 26. I thought you was such a great fella for being accurate.
Yes, sir. Well, that's all explained in the footnote, Lum.
Footnote?
Yes, sir.
Hi, grannies, are you putting footnotes in these reports now?
Yes, sir. Here's the footnote right here. Footnote. Operator 13K58 was formerly designated as Operator 26. Changes of this type were frequently made to confuse enemy agents, crooks, petty thieves, and other criminals. See, I've got it all down there for you, Lum.
You ain't the only ones you're confusing either. Now, skip over all that stuff that don't mean nothing. Get on to the main part there.
Well, that comes next here, Lum. Let's see. Yes, here it is. And it's brief and to the point, too.
Well, good.
Question to be answered by report. Did you find out anything about Elizabeth Peabody's disappearance? And here's the answer, Lum.
Yeah.
Answer, quote, no, unquote.
Is that it? Is that your report?
Yes, sir. Now, isn't that nice and brief like you want me to make it long?
Mistake. Now, why couldn't you just tell me that without going through all that other rigmarole about masks and muskrats and stuff?
Well, you know me, Len. I like to be accurate, you know.
Swan to goodness. If that don't check anything I've ever run up again in my whole life.
Well, I guess I better get back on the job, Len.
Yeah, I think you better, too.
I'll be back with another report just as soon as I have anything to report, Len.
Well, don't make it too soon. You don't never do it. That's plenty soon enough for me.
Well, I'll be back before that. The masked muskrat never fails. Hi-ho, muskrat.
Hi-ho, muskrat. Don't beat the bugs a fighting. A growed-up man running around acting like a middle-sized lunatic. Trying to be like some character in Friction that he's more likely read about Somerset Ricky. If you see him coming back with another report anytime today, just let me know so that I can go on and hide in a feed room or someplace. Abner, are you listening to me? Well, you don't look like it.
Well, I just sitting here wondering, Mom. Why in the world I don't get a letter from Elizabeth, I can't understand it. Dog, Elizabeth's been gone for several days now, Lum, and I ain't heard a word. Not from her or nobody else. She just disappeared, and I ain't been able to hear a thing from her.
I know all about it. You don't have to tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
You'll hear from her, don't worry.
I don't know.
I don't believe the mail hatch got in here yet today. He's been coming pretty late last couple of weeks.
Well, he come early yesterday and the day before that, too. I was down there at the post office waiting for him.
But I mean, some days he comes late. This is more likely one of them.
Well, I wish you'd hurry up and get here before I go pump start raving mad crazy. Well, hello, Cedric.
Wonderful world.
Yeah, come on in, Cedric.
Yeah, come on in. What can we do for you today?
Let's see now. What did I come over here for?
Yeah. Can't you recollect, Cedric?
Oh, I'll get it. Just don't wreck me. Let me study on it here a minute.
Now, let's see now. What could you come over here for? What was it, some groceries or some kind you wanted?
No, Mom, I don't believe it was groceries.
Was it some horseshoes for your pa's blacksmith shop?
No, Mom. No, I know it weren't there.
Now, let's see. Was it sugar? Have you got your sugar rationing book with you?
No. I believe you're getting warm, though. Seems like I brung something with me.
Let me see.
Just a minute, Cedric. It weren't a letter, right?
Letter? Oh, yes, Mom, that's it. Yep, that's it, all right, a letter. It's just what it is.
A letter? Well, all right, give it here quick, Cedric. I knowed I'd get one today. I knowed it. I just felt it all along, Mom. Whereabouts is it from, Cedric?
Well, I don't know. I never even looked. Here, you can find out for yourself. I gotta go do some more detective work.
Well, here, you take the letter and read it to me, Mom. I'm too excited to even think.
Yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah, hurry up.
I'll see you fellas later. I gotta get on the job. I'm assistant to be a big detective now.
Yeah, who is he?
Well, I can't tell. It's a secret. So long. I hold up that.
Hurry up, Mom. Hurry up. Read it, Mom. What did it say? What's it about?
Well, wait till I finish getting it open here.
Is it from Texas? Is it from Elizabeth's brother or from Elizabeth, Mom?
Let's see here. I know. This is from the Treasury Department.
The Treasury Department?
That's what it says here.
Well, I do know how that woman of mine went clean to Washington.
To Washington?
Why, sure. Ain't that where the Treasury Department is at, is Washington? Ain't that where you said Elizabeth was writing a letter from?
Well, the letter come from there, but Elizabeth never wrote it.
She never, huh?
Of course not.
Well, who did then?
Let's see.
Hurry up, Ron.
Oh, here it is. The War Saving Staff of the Treasury Department.
Was they the one that seen Elizabeth there in Washington?
No, they never seen Elizabeth.
Well, how'd they find out she was there then?
And if you'll just let me explain, I'll tell you what this letter's all about.
Yeah, go ahead.
It tells about a big Retailers for Victory campaign.
Is Elizabeth running a campaign now?
No. The government is.
Huh?
They've asked us to join up with this campaign and start selling war bonds and stamps right here in the store.
Oh.
Says here that all the big and little retailers all over the country are joining up.
Well?
Well, Granny, they can depend on us to do our share, too. We'll sell more in our quarter. I can tell you that right now.
Well, is there a profit in selling them bonds and stamps in the store here?
Well, of course not. Wait a minute. Yeah. Yeah, there is too a profit.
Yes, huh?
Every time we sell a war bond or a stamp, we earn ourselves a nice big dividend.
Well?
Only it ain't in money. It's in freedom. Freedom for the future. And that's worth a heap more in dollars and pennies.
Well, I do know. Well, I reckon how Elizabeth learned all that so quick, Lon. She's a smart woman, I'll say that for her.
Elizabeth?
Why, sure. She must have been the one that got the government to write us. Nobody else in Washington knows us, do they?
No, of course not. But the idea is...
Well, you reckon Elizabeth has went and got herself into Congress?
Congress?
I bound you, that's just about what she did. It sure to her. Well, bless her heart. You recollect how she wanted to join up with them women suffering not so long ago around here?
Women suffragettes.
Yeah, that's it, man. How she always wanted to run for some office, and I had to keep telling her that a woman's place was in the home and chopping wood.
Well, Abner, this ain't got nothing to do with that.
Huh? I better go home and get packed up. Reckon how soon I can get a train for Washington, Mom.
Abner, you ain't going to Washington. Can't you understand that this letter don't say nothing about Elizabeth?
Oh, trying to keep it from me, huh?
Oh, no. They just want us to start selling all the bonds and stamps we can and help win the war. And they want us to get everybody in Pine Ridge to come in and do their share by buying them.
Is that what they want?
Why, sure. Now, do you understand what this is all about?
Oh, yeah, sure, I understand it now. Yeah.
Good, that's that really.
Doggy, that sounds like a good idea to this Retailer for Victory campaign. I'm just sorrowful that I won't be able to help you with it, Mom.
Won't be able to help with it?
No.
Why won't you?
Well, I've got to go to Washington and get Elizabeth.
Oh, for goodness.